Lots on the table today. Lots on the table today. Lots on the table. Ready? Ready?
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Los Olivos to Kyoto, Japan, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, to Stad. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and greetings to our listeners around the globe on this beautiful Tuesday, February 16th, 2016, live from Studio LATalkRadio.com in Sherman Oaks, California.
What studio is this? Is this
Studio 1A?
Studio 1A. And another beautiful Southern California day, breaking records again today, I think, Mark.
90. Going to be 90 again today.
It's freezing across the country today back east.
I think our buddy Eric Rice didn't have to go to work yesterday because of the weather.
Well, first off, I mean, he works in a factory. I guess factories stay open 24 hours, but the fact that he had to work yesterday on President's Day is appalling.
Somebody's got to work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, banks close and most people close. Well,
the world must go on, though. Yeah, commerce must.
I understand that, but if you're working in a factory, you know, driving a forklift.
More important than anything. Factory, you've got to commerce.
It sounds like a snow day, like in school when they tell you can't.
Not in a factory. That stuff's got to be manufactured.
You can't go to work. But that must have been a pleasure. I mean, but I don't think he got paid for it.
No.
I think with his company, he doesn't get paid for stuff like that.
That's not good.
Yeah. That's crazy, is what that is. But yeah, beautiful Southern California day. It's been like this for the last 3 weeks. But it's supposed to turn. It's supposed to have rain tomorrow.
Rain just tomorrow, I think, and then we
back
do the
up
fast
to 80s,
heat up.
Back up to the upper 80s. Does this have to do with global warming?
El Nino.
I mean, 80.
What am I, a weatherman?
I don't know, but 88 today, I think, and then it drops.
About 20 degrees, then we got some rain, which is good. Let it rain one day, and let the heat come back.
Yeah, we don't have anything planned tomorrow. Do we? No events?
Oh, we have a business phone call we have to do.
Oh, but we don't have to be on the road if it's raining.
No, rain's coming on Thursday.
Fantastic.
I think the rain's Thursday.
Rain's coming on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
All right. Well, hopefully we don't have to drive in the rain. It's crazy out there in the rain. People drive here.
But in the meantime, let's just enjoy the beautiful 90 degrees today.
Beautiful,
right?
Beautiful, fantastic.
What's going on over there?
Well, we're going to start the day off, Mark, like we do every Tuesday morning with our birthday wishes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
This is what I'm waiting for.
Celebrating 25 today. 25 candles on the birthday cake. You saw him last night in the Grammys, which we'll go into a little later. The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
The Weeknd is 25 today.
I got to say, I was impressed, and I said that to the family, that this guy, The Weeknd, who's got that crazy hairdo, he's a young guy.
Look good in a tuxedo.
That's what I was saying. He came out, he didn't dress like some schlub. He had a tux on, he looked nice.
We'll touch base on the Grammys a little later in the show,
but I'm just commenting.
Right now, we're
going
to just move forward and wish our happy birthday greetings to Ice-T. You know him, Ice-T. From Law & Order, I think,
We met him at the Kentucky Derby, his wife,
Coco. Not very friendly, though.
No, but Coco was.
Yeah.
Coco.
Coco-T.
What did you call her? Coco-T?
He's a new dad. He's already got 3 grown children.
Is this from Coco or from another marriage?
Yeah. Just the baby, just last week.
No, usually he's got 3 grown children. Yeah, is that from Coco or another marriage?
No, not from Coco. Coco's only 40, but I don't even think she's 40, to be honest with you.
Well, they can still have 3 grown children.
Oh, yeah, but I don't even think she's 40. I think she's in her early 30s.
Early 30s?
Yeah, but anyhow.
Not looking good for that, then, that's for sure.
That's what they're saying. But anyhow, he's 57.
He looks about 57.
He's 57. I think he looks a little older. I got to say, I think he looks a little older. But 57.
Is that it? No other birthdays?
Ashlyn Jade. She's 12 today.
Who's that? Another Viner?
No. She's a YouTube star.
YouTube star.
Ashlyn Jade.
What has she got? 80 million followers?
I don't have that information. But Bri is 26 today. Bri is a pop singer.
Never heard of him.
Bri is 26.
Bri, is that like Cher or Madonna?
Fiasco.
Just one name?
Love his name. Heard his one of his songs yesterday. Loopy Fiasco is selling double digits today, 33. Happy birthday, Loopy Fiasco, for being 33 today. 10 years older, 43, is Jerome Bettis. You know him from running back from Notre Dame and then on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's 43 today, celebrating 58. 58 candles on the birthday cake today. You remember him from Roots back in the 70s. LeVar Burton. He's 58 today. And you also remember him from the tennis court, John McEnroe. How old do you think he is today?
Oh, he's got to be 63.
Take another guess, buddy. You're way off.
Way off. Okay, let me see.
Way off, bro.
Let's see.
John McEnroe.
In the
tennis.
70s, I thought, wasn't he? Or in the 80s?
That's John 30, McEnroe.
62.
Way off. I'll give you one more guess, and then we're going to call it a day.
I give up.
He is invitation or email here from Will Wheaton's manager. Just came in. Anyhow, John McEnroe's 56 today.
56?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't off that much.
Sonny Bono. He's since been gone over 10 years, but the former mayor of beautiful Palm Springs and husband to Cher. How old would he be today, Mark, if he was still alive?
Let's see. 50. Let's see. 50.
If he was still alive.
60, 78, 79?
81. Sonny Bono.
So I was
only
off by two.
Sonny Bono would be 81 years old today,
wow.
But former mayor of Palm Springs. How old is Cher?
Oh, boy. I saw a picture of her recently.
He must have been
a
lot older.
He was 79. He was probably about 8 years old. I'd say she was about, she's 71,
no,
he
was 81. He's 81. He would be 81.
Oh, okay. So she probably would have been 71.
Wow, it's 10 years.
I think about 10, they had about a 10-year difference.
Yeah, wow. Hey, I haven't heard much about their son slash daughter or daughter slash son.
Yeah, what was the name again?
What was Chad?
Chad she was Bono. He was on Dancing with the Stars a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you're right. I'm surprised with all the transgender stuff coming out that she's not out, or he's, whatever it is, not out there right now.
Yeah. He had a reality show, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About five years ago when the whole thing was happening.
Right.
But what does he do? Now, I guess.
We both had a slug of water at the same time, but that happens when you're in live radio around the globe.
Yeah, it happens live. It happens
occasionally
here.
You're going to get a second or two of dead air, folks, but that's how it flies, right?
That's how it goes. That's right. That's
so we have a call coming in about 10 minutes from the editor-in-chief of Legends Magazine. We know Legends Magazine because we did an interview with them.
Fantastic.
About when did we do the interview with
them? It was during the ESPYs, I think, Mark.
So that was July? Right.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
Legends Magazine. Call coming in about 10 minutes or so.
I think it was that.
Joseph Bonner.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. How was the weekend? Fantastic.
The weekend, you talking about last night's performance on the Grammys?
Oh, yeah,
guess it was all right.
Speaking of that, let's talk about the Grammys last night. Sam Rubin says that nobody
was
watching.
Just blows me away.
Yeah.
3.5-hour performance, and they gave out eight awards in 3.5 hours.
That's probably why they were able to keep it on time, to the minute.
Well, yeah, but still,
to the minute.
You know, if you're just going to have a concert, which is what that thing was, you had I don't know how many performances they had.
Sure,
call it the Grammy performance.
Sure,
but if it's an award show, you got to give out awards.
Eight awards
is not enough for 3.5-hour show.
How in the world can Kendrick Lamar be nominated for 11 awards? I didn't know there were 11 awards in 11 categories. You know, it's not like the Oscars where there's what I think the most you could get is for a picture, not a person, is 12 awards. But there's cinematography, you know, writing. Special effect, all that. There's 11. How does one person get nominated 11 times for an album? Record of the year, song of the year, writer of the year, performance of the year, hip hop band of the year, rapper of the year. I could see 8. Didn't you think that was odd?
No.
11? Could you think of any other categories? Because they don't give engineers Grammys.
I'm going back to what I was saying before. You have a 3.5-hour show. You've got to give more than 8 awards. You really do. If you're going to do a concert, then you have a concert show. But if it's an award show, you know, I still got to see who won best. Polka. I got to see the. I guess there's multiple awards for a country. You know, let's not just see the one country award or just the one rap. I think there's multiple for all of them. The spoken word, all this other stuff. And I don't recall seeing that Broadway musical category before. Has that been on before?
No. I don't recall it either, but I think they probably because of Hamilton,
right.
The popularity.
And,
they,
you know, I think that's a crock. 8 awards for the night, and one of them is for this category of the Broadway musical show. And it's because, you know, how popular Hamilton is right now.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, you got to get more than 8 awards.
Yeah.
It's an award show.
Yeah. I'm still blown away with the whole Hamilton. My wife saw it last year, and she says it was the best thing ever. I'm trying to figure this out. Hey, I'm open to seeing it. It's popular. It's made $80 million more than any other play or something like that. But, I mean, I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
I mean, it's cool because they infuse rap into...
What I'd like to know is how the heck... Did the guy that came up with this idea sell this concept to the producers to invest? I don't know how much it costs to invest in a new play. It's got to be $20 million to get a play out there.
Yeah, sure.
And he convinced, he took
$50 million for Spider-Man, which was a bust.
There was a lot of special effects, I guess, in that. But there's so much involved in getting a new play to Broadway this concept,
yeah,
kind of wacky.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's great, but yeah. I'm just saying the initial sell process, how the heck did they do that?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it if I could eventually ever see it just because of all the hoopla. But again, I don't get it.
No, I don't get how they sold it.
You know, Phantom of the Opera, which is still going after 20 years, I get the Phantom of the Opera thing because it's the grand...
Well, actually, 30 years,
yeah,
I believe.
But, you know, the whole Phantom of the Opera thing, I get. Wicked, I kind of get. It's, you know, Wizard
those
of Oz.
Are built-in markets,
right,
too. You know,
right.
So it's easier to get that going.
I get all that. And again, I'm looking forward to if I could see it. My wife, she said it was great. She was so excited last night, and so was Chelsea. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, this is cool. But they're, like, digging and seeing this. What was so different about the performance last night that you know they're wearing their, you know, their period pieces and they're singing rap?
Oh, you mean the play?
The performance like they showed last night. You know, I mean,
what was so different between
what's so fantastic about it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
well, the fact that it's a period piece that is rap. You know, I guess it's different.
Well,
but
you say that's cool, but Chelsea and Carrie, they're like, wow. They're like, I mean.
So when they were seeing the performance, they were all flabbergasted, saying how this is fantastic.
Clapping afterwards.
Mm. Yeah.
So I kept my mouth shut. Yeah. But
sometimes it's best to do that when you just don't agree with somebody.
It's not that I didn't agree. It's like I thought this is okay, but I'm not. I mean, I don't know. And that, and then I don't know. And the Kendrick Lamar performance was fantastic. It was more of an art thing.
That was the one with the jail, right?
Yeah, and it went on, and it was like an art piece. I like how they had the flames on stage. It was more like art. Mm. But hell, man, as much I don't know how many awards he won, but what he should have got. Ed Sheeran beat him out. I like Ed Sheeran.
Speaking
about him,
he looked like some sort of troglodyte. His head looked too big.
Oh, that's the best I've seen him look.
Oh, but, gosh. Even Blake was saying this guy.
But that's his look, though. That's
well,
his,
I know how
like
he
that.
Looks. I've seen him before. Yeah. But last night, he looked extremely troglodytic.
I thought last night was the best I've ever seen him.
Big shout out
to Ed and getting that award and supposedly beating Kendrick Lamar in that category, who was overwhelmingly favorite. So big shout out to Ed Sheeran for only having two albums. And big shout out to Compton. Everybody's coming out of Compton these days. So big shout out to Compton. You still need to see the movie. Get out. Isn't it in Redbox yet?
I went to Redbox. They didn't have it.
Not yet.
Because
usually when they start selling a movie, within 2 weeks it's out. And they start selling that over a month ago.
I went. They didn't have it.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was at Redbox the other day for the first time in a couple weeks. There's not a lot of new stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
I ended up picking up some real crapper.
Oh, Bridge of Spies. You got to check it out. I want to see Bridge of Spies, and there's Meet the Coopers.
I thought you saw Bridge of Spies.
Yeah, but you said there's crap out there.
Said I want to see Bridge of Spies.
Oh, okay. Go out and see it. I saw it over the weekend. It's fantastic.
Well, I know.
But you just said that there's nothing out there.
Right.
So.
Well, put it this way. At the Redbox I went to then, I guess it wasn't updated.
Yeah.
There was no Bridge of Spies at my
Redbox.
I want to
see that drug one. What's that one called? With Del Toro.
Scenario?
Yeah.
Scenario?
Yeah, I want to see that. Meet the Coopers. And this week,
Coopers.
Yeah. That was the one that came out over the Christmas holiday.
Man, I rented that over the weekend. That was so bad, I couldn't even make it past 30 minutes of it.
Wow.
You know, it came out and it was gone like in a week or two. Remember
Christmas,
that?
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, and this was a freebie I had from Redbox, and even Blake says, "Why in the world would you pick up that movie when it came out? It looked like it had a good vibe."
Who was in it?
John Goodman, Diane Keaton, Ed Helms.
Oh, depressing? I thought it was funny.
No, well, it's supposed to be a comedy, but it was depressing.
Wow,
30 minutes. The last time I did that, cut a movie off, that Bobby De Niro, a Sylvester Stallone picture, Grudge Match.
Wow.
I couldn't make it past 20 minutes of that either.
When I got it free on HBO, I didn't even watch it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, the DVD I got from Redbox was a freebie, and after 20 minutes, I said no more.
Well, like
same
said,
with
though,
Meet the Coopers. Don't go to get that.
Even on HBO, I couldn't watch it when it was free.
Yeah,
but
don't get
I would assume Sly was in better condition, right, than De Niro?
I didn't make it to the fight part. After 20 minutes, that's it.
Speaking of HBO, did you get a chance to see Vinyl this week?
He would it.
Yeah, 2 hours. I mean, I liked it. I liked it a lot, but I think 2 hours for the first episode was a little too long, and I was surprised to see the Dice Man, Andrew Dice Clay, in there.
Did he have a big part?
Not a big part, no. He ends up getting, well, I don't
care if you tell me how.
He ends up getting killed.
In the first episode, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder he looked so unhappy when we met him a couple weeks ago.
Speaking of that, we met him a couple weeks ago.
We were at the Starbucks out there in the valley.
What a butthead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Andrew Dice Clay. He was big in the 80s. Then he kind of just dissipated. He was nowhere. Then he had a resurgence because of his role in Entourage. He was in Entourage for a couple episodes. But since then, where has he been, right?
Yeah.
So we're at Starbucks. And here he comes, looking like a slouch.
And we said, hey,
Dice Man.
Looks can kill, right? Looks can freeze, you'd be a popsicle right now, Holmes.
Wearing these big old baggy sweatpants, ugly black
his
suit.
Head was huge. His head like was huge. It's like a bowling ball.
And
balding, too, no less.
A fanny pack.
Yeah.
He looked like a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did.
And I'm thinking after that, Mark.
I bet he's a bitter person because at one time he was okay. I mean, at his level of celebrity, he was okay. And I think now because he's gone so far down, he's bitter about it.
Yeah. But the good for him to get – he was perfect in this role for Vinyl. Real good. But boy, he got killed pretty good. It wasn't intended.
Is there a mob involved in this
show? No. It happened. He was like in a 3-day cocaine binge.
Oh.
It's complicated, but there was it wasn't mob related. It wasn't something that was planned. It just happened because
there was too much television going on Sunday night. There was Downton Abbey. There was the premiere of The Dead. There was The Good Wife,
which was real good. Real good.
The final few episodes now of The Good Wife.
You ever watched The Talking Dead?
No.
That's the show that comes after.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, I never watch it, but Carrie Underwood, of all people, she's a huge fan. She was on...
She's a huge fan of Talking Dead or Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, but she was a guest on The Talking Dead. Huh. I mean, she's a big star. I mean, how did they get her to be in Talking Dead? Huh. Unless she must have reached out and asked if she could be on it.
Huh.
But yeah, I never watched the show, but... Because like you said, there's just too much going on, but that new episode... I don't even remember how the last episode ended.
Of The Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were saying the same
thing. That was like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, we were.
That's what happens when you have these...
big gaps.
Yeah. I couldn't even remember where...
But then again, I guess that's how it used to end.
Right.
The series used to
end
in May,
and then
they came back in September.
Yeah.
But then, they would run the reruns throughout the summer, and then you can catch up again.
And that's what A&E does with this. All day long, I think they're running episodes. So yeah. I guess at the end of the day, you could have just refreshed your memory by watching it. But this was a very good episode. Several people got killed. And
Blake said that was his best episode of the series.
Yeah. It was very good. It covered all the components of people getting killed and the storyline and.
I have to say though, I think they dropped the ball in makeup this year. When they showed the masses of the dead walking around, did most of those just look fake?
No,
I thought it looked ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought
I thought the makeup looked really cheap.
Oh.
Yeah, looked like something as a high school student was working on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And speaking of with makeup, I think this year, the Oscars, there's only two...
categories?
People nominated for makeup. Yeah.
For what? Do you know which ones?
I don't recall.
And speaking of makeup, Mark, do you know if that makeup awards thing has taken place at Paramount Studios yet this year?
I don't know.
Did we attend that once or twice?
Yeah, you know what? It was just before the Oscars, wasn't it? Yeah, it was just before the Oscars.
So it's probably happening like...
This week.
Like now.
It was a Saturday we went to see it, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at Paramount. That was a good event.
Yeah.
A nice red carpet, nice theater. I love the theaters. I love attending any event at Paramount.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a great place to have an event. It's a great
Kevin
place
Sorbo
to
invited
to.
Us to see his premiere of his movie there,
right,
remember?
Right, right. And they had popcorn. And they had something else, too, in the lobby.
They had bar,
popcorn.
Too.
Was there a bar, too? Yeah,
I know
there was popcorn.
Just beer and wine, though. But,
oh, beer and wine, yeah.
Yeah. But and speaking of beer and wine or events open, you don't watch the Housewives of Potomac, do you?
Oh, I keep forgetting.
It's
I watched
terrible.
One episode.
It's terrible.
It was awful.
I mean, I speed through it in 10 minutes just because I like to keep up.
All righty, here we
go.
We
got the call coming in. Okay,
coming in. Thanks for calling the Tastemakers. You are on live. Is this Joseph?
Hello,
Joseph.
Joseph, are you there? Okay, well, we're just trying to get Joseph from Legends Magazine on right now. We might be having a little bit of technical difficulty here, but in the meantime, just hang in there and hold on and bear with us.
Joseph, are you there?
But
hey, how you doing? Yeah, no problem.
There
hey, Joseph. Morning and greetings from the Tastemakers. How you doing down there?
Hey, great. How you doing?
Fantastic. Hey, Joseph, let me get this straight now. You're in the San Diego area, right?
Yes, sir. San Diego.
Okay.
What did they say about San Diego, Mark?
74 and sunny every day of the year. Am I right today?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Hey, so Joseph, I just saw something on the social media. You just became the editor-in-chief?
Yeah, editor-in-chief of Legend Magazine.
Great.
Well, speaking of that, Joseph, why don't you share with all our global listeners right now, tell us about Legends Magazine. I know we had the pleasure of meeting you during the summertime. I had an interview and did a nice piece for your magazine, but why don't you share with all our listeners a little bit about Legends Magazine, what you do, and where it's going and so forth.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, when we first started Legend Magazine, we kind of took a different approach in regards to our media outlet objectives. But now we consider ourselves the premier celebrity news and fashion source for positive highlights, positive news. So we stay away from negative mainstream, you know, drama, but we do cover the major topics. We just kind of take a different approach so as to inspire our readers and you know give us something to do with the insight and celebrity news or fashion tips that are out there.
Yeah. Now, also, Joseph. Now, you know, we talk with a lot of magazines that are online magazines. Your magazine is it just print, or is it also, do you also have like an online edition?
Yeah, we're both. So we're online, we're print. You know, we're on the platform, the Kindle platform, so you can hop on there and read it at your leisure on your tablet.
Yeah. What's the website? How would I be able to go online to check this thing out?
So it's legendmgz.com. That's legendmgz.com.
MGZ.com.
I like your logo. Don't strive to be great. Strive to be legendary.
Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that kind of stands out. Was that your idea? Your deal there?
Yeah. You know. I don't like to brag, though.
Hey, it's okay to brag. Smoke them if you got them.
Right. Toot your own horn if you can, right?
Flaunt it if you can. Yeah. Toot your own horn. It's okay to, man, it is okay. If you can, do it. Freelance international online social media marketing expert. Is that a safe description of yourself? I'm going to read that again.
Yes.
I'd like to see this on a business card. Freelance international online social media marketing expert. Mark, that sounds like something I might have on my card.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
It is. But you know what? It's like I really think that, especially when you are marketing yourself in the corporate world, you definitely have to let people know what you do. And sometimes it's not enough to highlight one of your skills. You have to be able to highlight various skills so as to give people a good understanding of your expertise, so that they, you know, maybe perhaps they do want to work with you, but they're not going to do that unless they can kind of get a full grasp of what you do initially. And so that's obviously designed to impress, but of course once they look at my resume, they see that it's not just words, but I got the experience to back it up.
Okay, yeah,
that sounds good. So how long has Legends Magazine been around?
Well, again, we launched in May,
okay.
Which was pretty exciting to do that, which is, again, not that long ago. But for our third issue, we were able to get Taylor Swift on the cover, you know, thanks to the love and grace of her team.
Wow.
And for our latest issue, we worked with a lot of different teams, Oprah Winfrey's, again, Taylor Swift's team again, Beyonce's, you know, Mariah Carey's team. So for our latest issue, we do have a celebrity on that cover too. I'm not going to tell you which one.
It's going to be a teaser.
But the one we got on there was pretty awesome. And again, that's all due to the grace and kindness of the teams that we've worked with. And nothing but major love, especially for Oprah's team, because I was even surprised that they even emailed me back. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's a surprise, right?
Yeah, that's a tall order. How did you hook that up?
I think, honestly, because I when I first started, you know, getting into the news and media world, probably about a couple of years ago, and I tried to reach out to, you know, Oprah's team, I didn't hear a word back. You know,
right.
Because, you know, Oprah is Oprah.
Oprah's way above everybody else.
Didn't we do something with Oprah years back, or we tried to?
No, we blocked. We tried to get
something going with her,
right.
And it was very difficult.
And we were blocked.
Yeah.
And, like, Joseph was originally, like, everybody thinks. But Joseph managed to get through the gatekeeper.
He did something we didn't do.
He got through the gatekeeper.
He's got the Midas touch.
And we got stopped at the front gate.
Yeah, they stopped us. They showed us the door, exit. They kicked us out.
Yeah.
So congrats to get in that door.
But I'm pretty sure that, you know, I think what it was is that, you know, especially in the media world, it's like there are certain things in the media world that celebrities always want to be a part of, like 100% want to be part of. So what I did was I found out what that was. I looked at them and said, okay, what are celebrities always happy to attach their name to, no matter who they are, what list they are on, A, B, or C list celebrities.
Yeah.
So once I found what that was, I was able to, you know, pitch that out to all the bigger celebrities.
What is that?
The funny thing, all of them didn't bite. But
right.
In my opinion, the bigger ones did. And then the smaller celebrities who, you know, you would have thought would have, didn't. But I was like, it's okay, because I got Oprah, you know.
What?
So, you
know,
yeah,
you, once
mean,
you
if
get
just
that,
had her, I'd be fine.
Like, what is else that matters?
What is that they're all looking for, that, or that they all will do? What is that secret?
You know what? It's not necessarily one particular secret, because it changes throughout the year. So, for example, like, you'll see maybe Time Magazine do, you know, the 100 greatest celebrities of the world, or, you know, something, you know, that you necessarily can't always... Like, there's no way to say that they're really the 100 greatest celebrities of the world, right? But, you know, they can get on the list because they've done some pretty amazing and phenomenal things. So, you know, from that angle, you can be like, oh, well, man, I would love to be on that list, because, you know, when you know who else is going to be on the list, then you're probably going to want to be on that list as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that we covered that particular issue, but it's like things like that that you know is going to, you know, be marketable and that celebrities are going to want to be a part of. That's kind of how you have to angle it.
Right. Gotcha. So what? Yeah. That's exciting stuff. I mean, having your own magazine, get involved, is exciting as well.
Yeah, that being said, you guys, we love interviewing you guys. You guys are awesome.
I like being in that issue. You know, I've got it framed in my office there at home, so it's a nice addition to the home office, right next to my letter from Ronald Reagan. So I mean, you're in good company. Yeah, it's in good company there. Right.
So what can we expect in your next issue?
Well, okay, check it out. So for our next issue, we are going to be covering the Oscars. We are going to be taking a somewhat different approach to the Oscars than traditional, you know, magazines. Most magazines cover, you know, the fashion hits and the fashion misses. We will be covering fashion from the Oscars, but we will be taking a different approach, in the sense of, instead of just talking about, you know, what we think looked good and what we think didn't look good, we actually have a category of 10, so there's 10 specific categories that celebrities will be judged on the red carpet. From hair, makeup, accessories, you know, the design, style, and type, from, you know, from shoes and from everything, from, you know, we're going to be taking their whole outfit in. And based off of how they score in those 10 categories, they will receive a final score of, you know, overall, did they get an A on the red carpet or did they get an F? So we're actually going to be doing that in our magazine, as well as launching that on Legend TV February 29th, the day after the Oscars. So wow. pretty excited for that.
Great. Hey, how often does the magazine come out? Is it a monthly? Is it a quarterly? What's the deal? Is it biannually?
Yeah, we actually come out every 2 months.
Okay.
So obviously we blog like every other magazine blogs. So, you know, blogs happen regularly, so you'll get those regular updates on Legend Magazine. But as far as a print issue, that's every 2 months.
Our next issue
will be coming out in March.
Yeah, great. Do you have social media accounts, Facebook or Twitter, that you could put out the tags out there, so people want to follow you, they can go ahead and start tracking you?
Oh, absolutely. So again, just like our website is legendmgz.com.
Okay.
Legendmgz.com. Same handle. So on Twitter, we're at legendmgz, and Instagram, we're at legendmgz. Facebook, you've got Enter Legend Magazine.
That's fantastic that you get access online, but I'm like one of the few old school people out there. If I wanted to pick up the magazine and hold it in my hands, how could I go about getting that?
You actually need to, at this point, hop on Amazon.com and pick up your print issue, and one will be delivered to you. We are actually right now in the process of talking to Target and Walmart to get our print issues in stores, but that is a process. Again,
yeah.
Like I said, we just launched in May, so this is something that I just recently said, you know what, I'm ready to take Legend Magazine, you know, to mainstream stores. So
yeah,
we're in the process of that right now.
Yeah, it's all about shelf space. Yeah, these guys like to hog up the shelf space.
Well,
you know?
At least you still have that. You have Amazon as an outlet to still obtain one if one needs to get. So that's good.
So Amazon.com right now, I'm going to pick up your issue, and that can be ordered, you know, all over the world. We got some order requests from, as far as Japan, you know, they're wanting to get into it. We got partners all the way as far as Manchester, London.
Sounds Liverpool, like our show,
London.
Mark.
So
global.
Yeah.
Global.
Yeah,
global presence.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds exciting stuff. It sounds like you guys are on the mark. You got a lot of stuff going on.
How far down the road are you looking? So this upcoming issue, doing an Oscar thing, what do you have planned for like April or May, or do you even look that far down the road?
Yeah, we do. We actually, especially in regards to you know, the cover opportunities. Actually, it's funny, right before I hopped on this interview with you, I got an email from Will Smith and Jada's team. I don't even know what it said yet, because I did reach out to them about being in my magazine. So we'll see where that goes.
with his reputation, Joseph, I hope he's not trying to boycott your magazine. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I don't think he will. But
good,
you know,
good.
You know, funny thing, I did talk about the whole Oscars Is That So White drama.
Yeah.
And my show, The Joseph Bonner Show, a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think he's going to boycott my magazine.
Good.
I hope not.
I think he got the bad rep for that. I mean, it was his wife that basically was responsible for, you know, putting his name out there. I feel a little sorry
right.
for him.
She
because
stuck her neck out, and then he had to hop on board.
He's
and
always,
because of the fact that he didn't get a nomination, it makes it look like he's got sour grapes.
He's always cool, very well-liked, and he doesn't complain, and he just takes it as it
is. He got stuck in the wrong position at the wrong time for the wrong reason, really.
So
he had to do what he had to do. But
he must have been thinking, what is she doing?
Yeah, shut up.
What is she saying?
Don't pull me into this thing, because she wasn't going to get the grief. He was, because he got stiffed. He didn't get the nomination. She wasn't going to be nominated.
I feel sorry for the guy.
Yeah. He's always been square with us.
I definitely like how they what I like about Will and Jada Smith in particular is, you know, I always look at motives. You know, I don't necessarily, I can't give 100% support to anybody's actions, and I'm politically neutral, so I don't hop on board any political issues. So I try to, you know, look at people's motives. Why are people doing what they're doing? And, you know, all I can say is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, they have a big heart, and I appreciate the love at which they seek to share with the world. You know, that's what I say about that, personally.
Absolutely. It's a difficult, challenging world we live in nowadays, Joseph, and you being in the press and media, it makes it that much more complicated to you, because you can't really choose any favorites. You got to report it as it is.
Yeah, so, that's your job.
Good luck to you. Best of wishes with that.
So now, do you have people reaching out to you and saying, hey, Joseph, I just found out about your magazine. Could you do a piece on me, or, you know, we'd like to get involved? I mean, are you at that point right now where people are reaching out to you? I know you mentioned something about people across the world that want to get involved.
Yeah. So I'm getting emails in regards to people who want to partner with my magazine and some individuals who want us to do, you know, interviews and highlights. You know, so PR teams reach out to me, you know, in regards to celebrities.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not necessarily so picky on who we let in Legend Magazine. Well, I am. Actually, I guess I am picky. But because my biggest objective is that we want to make sure that we can report something that's positive, something that we can give to our readers that can maybe inspire them and encourage them. So, and that's one of the reasons why you guys were such a great interview, because not only are you guys doing great things, I think that you are impacting and affecting a lot of people around you. And that does make a great story, because, those are the kind of things we're looking for.
Yeah, appreciate that. I think we met you through, I think, Andre. You still working with Andre?
I think me and Andre, we always touch bases and talk. And so we go back.
Yeah, great.
Well, Joseph, give your website one more time before we call it a day over here, so we can get our listeners to track that magazine down and pick one up. What's your website?
Okay, yes, legendmgz.com, legendmgz.com. Check it out, man.
And if they want to follow you on Facebook or Twitter, they'd go to?
So legendmgz.
Okay.
Same thing on Twitter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, my hashtag is Joseph B. Legend.
And if I want to pick it up, I just go to Amazon.com, and that's going to get me there.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, Joseph, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Thanks for calling in, and we hope to see you real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. I'm looking forward to what's coming next with you guys as well. Let Legend Magazine know anytime.
Absolutely.
We'd love to support you guys.
Fantastic. Will do. Thanks again for calling in, Joseph. You have yourself a magnificent day down there in San Diego, and enjoy the beautiful Southern California weather.
I'm going to try.
All right, man.
Right.
Cheers.
Man.
Take care.
Take care.
There you go.
Joseph Bonner
of Legends Magazine.
You heard.
You got his website. You got his Twitter address and Facebook. So make sure you look out, reach out to him, and contact Amazon
and get their magazine.
I think it's been, what, about 8 months since our interview, so we're due for a follow-up interview.
I think so, Mark.
Right?
Fantastic. That was a good interview. Yeah.
Hey, so where did you and I spend the day yesterday?
Yesterday, we spent the day at Santa Anita on a beautiful day. It was President's Day.
Yeah, you got to love it because we're members of the Thoroughbred Club.
Yeah.
So we got admission to the clubhouse, which is
complimentary.
Great. Complimentary clubhouse. Plus, on President's Day, they had dollar hot dogs and dollar beers.
Yeah.
Now, we had free parking, complimentary admission to the clubhouse, dollar beers, dollar hot dogs, plus we each had one free bet.
Right.
Gorgeous day overlooking the San Gabriel Mountains.
And not just
we love the ponies.
It wasn't just Bud Light. It was Shock Top, too, and that's one of my favorite beers. So everything was free, complimentary, and great, Mark. Beautiful weather. Everything was great except for the winning or the
betting. Usual, we just like saying
I won one.
Derby.
I won one bet.
We can't win any of these ponies. We can't play the ponies.
You know what I'm thinking? It might be the formula like Moneyball, Mark. I think, and this is the case history, every horse that won was a favorite. So basically, if there's nine races, the favorite is probably going to win seven of those nine times. So bet the favorite, maybe not always to win, bet the favorite to place in every race. How does that sound?
Well, sure, but you got to. But you know how it works with the favorites.
Yeah.
The odds are so low, you're not making any money.
Well, start out with the first race, bet 20 or 25 on the first one. Even if you bet $25 and it's the first race was 4 to 5, so $25 would give you probably $7. So take that, add on to your second bet, and just keep it rolling.
Sounds complicated.
You know, I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm thinking the way this is going, the favorites win probably 7 of the 9 times. But every favorite, start with $25 and start going, and you'll end up walking away with money. That's what I'm doing next time. But a beautiful day, beautiful President's Day at
Santa Anita Park, the great race place they
call it. It was a wonderful weekend, as we all know. We've been talking about it here in Southern California. We spent Sunday, Valentine's Day. What a weekend. We had the LA Marathon. We had the Grammy Awards. We had the NBA All-Star. We had Valentine's Day. We had
beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather. We spent the day on Valentine's Day with our beautiful wives up there in Los Olivos, California, which is about 2.5 hours north of Los Angeles. Wine country. What a gorgeous...
Started off at Fess Parker's Winery.
Yeah.
Now, for the listeners around the globe who may not know who Fess Parker is, which is understandable, he played Davy Crockett in the 50s on Disney, and then a few years later he played Daniel Boone on ABC for 4 or 5 seasons. And that's pretty much the extent of Fess Parker's Hollywood experience,
right? Yeah, he took his earnings, he was probably done by 70 or maybe 71.
He invested in real estate and wine.
Wineries.
And, real estate, because he had the that was that Fess Parker's, what was the name of that hotel over there in Santa Barbara's? I think it was Fess Parker's, I don't know what it was.
It was Fess Parker's something.
Yeah.
Was it Lodge?
It was a big place, too. And then he's also got in Los Olivos, Fess Parker's Wine Inn, I guess, with 19 rooms. It's a very small, quaint B&B, I guess you could almost call it, with 19 rooms.
But it looked like a boutique hotel. With 19 rooms, you would think that it's B&B, but it had the real cool boutique look in this small. I think the population of Los Olivos was 1,000.
Might have been.
Yeah,
this little Main Street, like we were on Main Street, USA.
Yeah, so we attended, I think, 4 or 5 wineries, and plus we brought our own picnic out there, which is a great way
wine,
to enjoy
cheese, and
wineries,
crackers, and salami, and
properties
grapes
that actually have picnicking areas with tables. And it was just, the weather was probably about 77.
Perfect.
A little breeze was blowing. And we had everything. We had a fantastic picnic. But that was a great day. The only negative thing, it's not even that negative, you got to have a driver that drives home at the end of the day, which was me. It was a 2.5 hour, actually it was 3 hours because of the traffic.
Yeah, that was some drive back.
Yeah.
I guess it was because it was, I think all Sundays out of Santa Barbara bad.
Yeah. So after a day, and I mean a day, of wine drinking and consuming and eating, drinking and being merry, a 3 hour drive home, it's quite the jaunt. You know, the first hour is okay, but then it just, like I said, we just got stuck. Saturday would have been better to go. It would have been better to do it on a Saturday, but
the Sunday night traffic from Santa Barbara is the worst of the week.
Yeah.
It's like Vegas. Come back from Vegas.
We couldn't swing it on Saturday, but fantastic day at Santa Anita yesterday. Fantastic day wine tasting. And since we last did our show, we attended two events, I think, last Thursday. Skylar Gray, the young, cool, hip 16-year-old artist.
Now, I never heard of him, and you never heard of him before either.
I never heard of him either, but we got invited to this event, and it was on Hollywood Boulevard. Great art. If you guys follow follows. You've seen the pieces that I posted. Fantastic art. And he might be involved with our upcoming Oscar event.
6 days away.
6 days away. And after the Skylar Gray art exhibit, geez, Mark.
Yeah, we met Ellen Kay, by the way.
Ellen Kay, who did the...
she's the official voice for the Grammys.
Is she for the Oscars, too?
I kind of didn't get the answer that I was... I was confused with her reply, because I know she's been the voice of the Oscars in the past.
So she's coming to our event next week, so
right.
We'll be able... Oh, do I even have her on the list?
She's now on one of our competitor radio stations. She used to co-host with Ryan Seacrest, and now she's on another radio station. And I guess she's a staple here in Los Angeles. She's been on the airways here for about 20 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it was great to meet her. She was fun. Took some pictures on the red carpet with her. She's attending our event next week. Then we went on to the second event for the evening. We like to bundle, as you guys all know that listen to us. This was at the Lennon Hotel, which is a very cool
hotel
off the Sunset Strip. We've been there many, many times for events. Gosh, Mark, do you remember the name of the fragrance? I couldn't find the sampler.
No, I don't, but it was a cool bottle. It was a female fragrance.
Yeah.
It was a launch party for this new female fragrance. Start with an A, I think, Aries or something like that.
I need to reach out to see if they want to be in our event. Didn't you say
the product?
Yeah,
absolutely. But this was great. This was they held the launch party not in a banquet room or an event room. The launch party was held in a suite on the sixth floor. And, you know, suites are nice. This was a good-sized suite. You know, you walk in the door and there's parts of the suite to the left. There's parts of the suite to the right. Parts of the suite in the middle. So it was a good-sized suite. However, when you invite, I don't know how many people were in this
thing. I think the suite could hold about 75, Mark. And when we left, I think it was about 125 there.
Yeah, with more people coming in.
And they were dribbling into the hallways.
And the problem with that is there's no room to move.
Yeah.
Because you're standing atop of each other.
Yeah, stifling the heat.
It was hot. And there was nowhere to move because there were so many people. And it's like... And when it gets like that, it loses its fundability.
It's
uncomfortable. It's not that fun.
It's uncomfortable because it's hot and you're drinking and you're right on top of people. But man, I mean, kudos to have an event like that and just keep it coming, you know. But next time they need to know they need a larger place
or invite less people. You know, there was just too many people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just really standing in a corner.
Yeah.
You couldn't even socialize with anybody because it was just so, I don't know, it was crazy.
A nice evening
and
of events.
Another thing I didn't like about that, why didn't they have the windows open so you could see the Sunset Strip?
Oh, that you mean the drapes?
The drapes, yeah. The drapes.
I felt like how I feel, Mark, on a plane when they don't open the shutters.
Yeah.
I feel smothered and I feel like I can't breathe. That's how I kind of felt, too.
Open the drapes.
Because it was overlooking the Sunset Strip. Well, it was on San Vicente.
But you could see enough of the strip
right.
If you open up the drapes,
yeah.
Which I thought was unusual.
I agree. And then they invite us to an event on Saturday night.
Last Saturday, just a couple days ago.
Yeah, at the W Hotel,
yeah.
Which was nice. We did not attend, though, just like we were invited to an after Grammy event last night as well.
That was like at the Globe Theater in downtown, right?
Yeah.
That was a weird location to have that thing.
So did not attend that. We can't go out every night, kids,
even though
I'd like to. But I would have liked to do the one at the W. Was that on Sunday? No, that was on Saturday.
No, Saturday night. And then, like I said, I was out with the in-laws for dinner, and we didn't get done until 8:30, almost 9 o'clock. And after that,
you don't feel like going out with the family.
You're already sucking down the coronas over there, and didn't feel like coming home, changing, and then heading on to the W for a thing. So I was already comfortable being at home after the dinner out at Paco's.
Yeah, so what events do we have going on for this week? Anything in the hopper as of yet?
For this week? I don't think so. I mean, we've got some meetings that we're doing. We're having coffee with one of our brands coming in from out of town for our Oscar
suite. When is that taking place?
I think it's Thursday or Friday. I got to check my book, but it's Thursday or Friday. We're going to have coffee and talk. We've got business to discuss. We've got promotion and marketing suggestions and advice and counseling and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like occasionally we get calls from people that want to discuss certain things. I forgot Paul Cheaters. Is that his name? Paul Cheaters in the Black Ties?
Yeah.
We got an email or a LinkedIn request to talk
to
Paul Cheaters. I'm thinking it's Paul Cheaters and the Black Ties.
It's not Cheaters. It's not that.
But
though,
they
close.
Asked our opinion on something, and we were at Santa Anita enjoying the day, and I said I'd get back to you, and then I went and never got back to her last night.
They're a good band from Nashville. They're like a
he's the great grandson of Jim Beam, or some relation to Jim Beam.
And now he just recently turned 21, so now they're thinking about marketing him with
the Jim Beam name
because he's legal as far as alcohol is concerned. But how about that? That's some association, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good music, though. Based in Nashville.
He's always performing at Miss Maryland, Miss New York, and I guess probably Miss Rhode Island. I would assume he does all the Debbie Miller, Paul Schaefer? Paul Chiders, I think. Children's
and the Black Tie Affair, right?
Right. Something like that. But anyhow, I didn't get a chance to get back. I got back to her initially and said this, that, and the other thing, but never followed up. Just like a couple days ago, Matt, we received an email from Victoria Graham's parents.
Yeah.
Wanted us to do a Skype about our business.
You followed up, right?
Yeah, right then and there within minutes.
When were you supposed to do that?
I don't know. She never got back to me.
Oh, okay.
She asked last Friday if we can do this.
Yeah.
I replied back within minutes saying, yeah, absolutely. Let us know the date, the time, and the details. This was last Friday, and I haven't heard back from her. So she's a teacher at a college back there in the Midwest, and I guess it's business class she teaches or a marketing class. And she wanted Matt and I to call in and Skype to her class to explain the details of the business that we do here in Los Angeles, which is brand integration, product placement, public relations, celebrity marketing.
You name it, we do it.
In a nutshell,
the whole
publicity.
Nine.
So she wants us to talk to her. For students.
Yeah.
So, get back to us and, if you're listening.
Don't we have a gift bag that we need to – we're donating.
You said you had her information.
I do. When is that, though? Because I
don't have her information, but we need to work on that.
And then speaking of charity, we're attending some charity event here at the Taglin Complex. Is that early March?
We had a call in last Tuesday's show.
That's right. When is that again?
Thursday, March 3rd.
When is the Miss Santa Monica pageant?
Sunday, March 7th.
So a couple days after that. So Thursday?
No, it's a couple days before. A
couple days before.
Yeah, we're doing Taglin and the charity on the Thursday the 3rd.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah, we're judging Miss Santa Monica USA at the...
Funny, we were just talking about it. I guess she must be listening to the show. Mary Beth, are you listening to the show right now? Mary Beth Graham? Because we were just talking about her literally right now.
Yeah.
And I just got an email from her. So,
wow.
Mary Beth, if you're listening, send the details with everything, and Matt and I are going to try to schedule that in our, how we could do that.
Sometime later this week.
Yeah.
The Skype.
Yeah.
The Skype.
This is unbelievable. And I don't think she's listening because I'm looking at her email, and it doesn't say anything. I hope you're having a great week by the Facebook post. So she's following us on Facebook, but I'm not sure if she's listening or not. If you're listening, send an email in. I'm just curious if you're listening or not, because otherwise,
this has been happening a lot with us lately.
How could that
be? We're talking about stuff, and it just pops up. We get an email, and this and that. Hey, I read the other day, Valentine's Day, the average man spends $537 on Valentine's Day every year.
The average man?
Yeah.
$500?
That's ridiculous, right?
No, because I think a lot of older people that have been married for a couple of decades like us, I don't think we'd spend $500.
They're counting dinner, flowers, chocolates.
Gotta throw chocolates in there.
Yeah, dinner, flour, chocolates, a couple other things. But I get a lot of people do that. But I don't think you could say the average man.
I'd say some men.
I know my daughter's boyfriend that they've been going out for 3 years. I know they went to see the Andy Warhol exhibit. It was free.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
That's a free exhibit?
Yeah, at the Pepperdine. But what I'm saying is I don't think he spent maybe $25.
Right.
To be honest with you.
There were
no flowers that came home. There were no boxes of chocolates that came home. So, and he's a young guy. So, I don't know where they get these numbers from. $537?
I wouldn't say average.
Yeah. Well, that's what they said on the news.
Yeah.
That's what they said on the news. I don't know. I do not know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it was great because this Valentine's Day fell on a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
So that all these places. Well, look at that. The Fess Parker's place on Sunday. That was, $486 a night.
Yeah.
And I don't think they got a pool. So you're paying for the quaint, cozy.
Yeah, that's what you're paying for. Getaway.
R&R.
Yeah. Quiet.
Room service type thing.
Yeah.
But. Every place had to be no vacancy. Much.
Now, it's good to know. I heard that Carrie and Stacy, neither one of them have any interest in the Beverly Hills Hotel staying there.
Yeah, well, Stacy's not a Beverly Hills. It's funny. Just the other day, Stacy even said, because I asked her, I says, can you check Beverly Hills weather next week on your phone? She says, I don't have it on my phone. I says, well, And she says, why would I have Beverly Hills on the phone? I says, well, I have it because we have our events that take place. And she says, I can understand that, but Beverly Hills is nothing to me.
Well,
I think Beverly Hills is kind of like a playground almost. It's a fun place to go.
Where I was going at this is, now that I know, I don't have to worry about having a getaway weekend there. We could go together and just spend the weekend there.
I've always wanted to just go and spend the weekend at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah, but I was always
thinking that we've never done that.
With the wives, though.
We've eaten there. We've eaten in the Polo Lounge. We've eaten at the coffee shop. We've had drinks there. We've been there many times. We've attended events there.
Yeah.
But we've never stayed there after all these years.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. The girls want nothing to do with it. They want nothing to do with Beverly Hills. Well, my wife is, Beverly Hills is no big deal to her. But
it's definitely not to Carrie either. So pick
a
weekend.
You just never know.
Pick a weekend and we can make it.
You just never know, right?
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Get the AAA discount.
They probably don't give the AAA discount.
I'm sure
there,
they don't.
Right?
I'm sure they don't.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so we're winding down here today.
So, no episodes of Storage Wars. So if you're flicking around A&E, if you're around the world, you might find it over there in Europe somewhere. But right here, at least in California, they're not running the repeats right now. So if you needed to get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers and listening to our radio show is enough, go to www.firstrun.tv, Channel 2, The Fabulous World of Wow. We've got a multitude of episodes that are on there that you can watch 24/7, 365. Laptop, desktop, iPad, iPhone,
tablet,
whatever. There you go. So if you need your daily dose of us, and really, folks, who doesn't?
Right.
There you go. And even if you miss an episode of the Tastemakers here on LA Radio Talk, LATalkRadio.com,
no problem.
You can go to LATalkRadio.com and listen to download episodes from last week, last month, last year. There you go. Also, if you want to get a hold of us, send us an email. You request us. You want to get a signed autograph, a T-shirt. It's wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If something's wrong with your Gmail, go to wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Right?
That's it.
Also, follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/wowcreations. Twitter. Twitter.com/wowhollywood. MySpace.
Flickr.
LinkedIn. Instagram. We're out there. We're out there everywhere.
I think we're everywhere but Snapchat. Maybe we ought to open
we
up
We need
that.
To get a Snapchat account going, right?
Yeah, we definitely do, because I know.
So until next week, enjoy, and I guess next Tuesday we'll be back talking about our Oscar suite, which is taking place in 6 days. So next Tuesday is going to be a full-packed day, plus I think we got a call-in again next week. So until next week, eat something good, drink something good, have fun, and like Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.